اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
For somebody who has passed almost 100 and most years, you know, so can we give value to somebody or prize somebody because somebody is the most aged person at the moment? That is why he is the most valuable person. What is the way that if we like to evaluate human being and how we should prize? That is what Prophet, peace be upon him, has mentioned in this hadith by saying, أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ قِيمَةً. When you like to prize somebody, among his people, the one who is the most priceful person, most valuable person, is أَكْثَرُهُمْ عِلْمًا, the one who has more knowledge. So let's say somebody achieved a degree, somebody has a master's in something, somebody has a bachelor, somebody is a knowledgeable person in fiqh, and somebody is good in falsafa. So there are various sciences. When we like to value somebody, price of somebody is actually price with the knowledge. You cannot price with the height, because when you see height, then maybe you become amazed that, oh my God, very tall boy. But when he's going to speak at that time, his whole price is going to be out. If somebody is a wealthy person, so wealth is not going to make him valuable, priceful. Yes, a little bit, maybe outside there is a name that somebody has that much bank balance, but just you start having conversation, right, when he's going to open the tongue and start speaking, the point you're going to realize that, oh my God, I'm at the wrong point. This is not the person that I would like to conversate with. So that first point you will realize that what type of person is that. If somebody has knowledge, that is going to give him price. It is going to make him valuable. That is why we need to learn. We need to progress in sciences. We need to achieve the degrees and go in various fields of sciences that we can be able to be valuable in this world. And then the Prophet said, أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ قِيمَةً. When you like to prize, at that time, if you see that who can be the most less priceable person, less valuable person, أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ عِلْمًا, the person who does not have any knowledge, he does not have any expertise, he does not have any field, he has not been in any sciences, he has not achieved anything, that is the less valuable person before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet of Allah, in the eyes of Prophet, peace be upon him. And then Amirul Mu'mineen, when he speaks about knowledge at that time, he says that Al-ilmu aslu kulli khair. Knowledge is the root of every blessing. Any khair that comes out, any blessing that you see outside, the reason and the root for that khair would be knowledge. It cannot be ignorance. Ignorance cannot be reason and root for any good, any goodness outside. Whatever we see, whatever blessing we see, we need to understand that comes from something that is knowledgeable. Al-ilmu aslu kulli khair. And because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the blessing, because Allah is the most knowledgeable, al-alimul hakim, because He is the most knowledgeable, that is why we can expect every blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, al-jahlu aslu kulli shar. The evil that we see outside, any evil that comes out, the root of that, foundation of that ignorant, there is going to be ignorance. Evil does not come from knowledge. Because many times, for example, if there is a jealousiness is the reason behind that is going to be ignorance. If there is animosity is going to be because of ignorance. Somebody could not realize that where somebody should have friendship and where he should have animosity. So there can be some time, the reason and root of that is going to be ignorance. If we fight with one another, then also it's the reason behind that is going to be ignorance. Ignorance is aslu kulli shar. Evil comes out of ignorance. So you can see that until now, prophets and Ahlul Bayt Rahimahumussalam, because they were the most knowledgeable personalities in this world, that is why every khair, every fadilat, every excellence that you can relate with prophets and Ahlul Bayt Rahimahumussalam, they are aslu kulli khair. And all those people who are standing against prophets and Ahlul Bayt Rahimahumussalam, they are evils. And every evil that have taken place because of their ignorance, because they ignored knowledge of time and evidences of time. And today also it is evidence that if there is any war or anybody announces the war, the reason behind that, it's going to be ignorance. And when we look at the people, those who like to have peace in today's world, they are going to be people, those who are knowledgeable people, because their eyes are open, not only toward this world, but toward the divine knowledge. And they would like to see beauties in this world. They don't like to see destruction in this world. And even that, when they like to advise, they will advise enemies as well, as in the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to advise his enemies. In today's world also, the divine personalities or those who have teachings from the divine knowledge, they would advise the people, even they are evil people, then also they are going to advise them good. What is the reason behind that? Because they are knowledgeable people. So let us learn these two ahadith today and take them as a message from Prophet and Amirul Mu'mineen. As they said, أَكْتَرُ النَّاسِ قِيمَةً أَكْتَرُهُمْ عِلْمًا وَأَقَلُّ النَّاسِ قِيمَةً أَقَلُّهُمْ عِلْمًا. And Amirul Mu'mineen said, الْعِلْمُ أَصْلُ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَالْجَهْلُ أَصْلُ كُلِّ شَرٍ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ.